The Energy Summit's Battle of the Buildings Biggest Loser in the office buildings category is Meadowlark Design Build, an award-winning full-service design build firm specializing in green building science and custom finish work. With me is Doug Selby, president and co-founder of Meadowlark Design Build. Doug, too long between visits. Congratulations. Great to see you again.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Over 39% energy reduction in 2016. That's a big number. How'd you do it?
Well, really, this is phase one, and this is entirely through improving our building envelope. That is adding a lot more insulation and air tightening, and then also the addition of a modest-sized solar array on the building.
Tell us about your solar array. You were already into solar panels, I think, but then you've gone in a slightly different direction, but you're still betting on solar.
Well, I think solar is a good bet long-term. You know, as the saying goes, it's 93 million miles away in wireless, and every minute about 15,000 times the amount of energy we actually need to power everything on the planet falls on the planet. So it's a great energy source. It's become very cost effective over the years, over the last 10 years, really. And we have a variety of different solar types on our building, some of which were made by Dow Chemical, the Dow Powerhouse shingles, which are sadly no longer being manufactured. We really liked the product. And then we also do have some traditional flat panel arrays.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, the shingle thing kind of came, and then we haven't heard much about it. I mean, are shingles being produced anywhere now, or is it pretty much gone largely to panels?
Well, the panels are bang for the buck, are considerably more efficient, except for, in this case, we have a long east face that is wide open to the sun. And one of the reasons we selected the Dow Powerhouse shingles for that project and for others that we've done is that when you're looking for a net zero application, taking advantage of all cardinal directions except for north, of course, is a one strategy. So because we had such a great east solar face on our building, it actually turned out that the bang for the buck on the solar shingles was better than flat panels simply because they were more energetic with oblique light.
So most of that 39% that you realize in terms of energy reduction, would you attribute that to a combination of the insulation and then the solar?
I don't have any hard data on this, but I would say that the insulation is probably a bigger factor in that. I would almost always say that that's the case. That's the first thing any homeowner or any building owner should look at is insulation and air sealing. But there is certainly no doubt that the adding the solar into our building was really producing a lot of good energy. We had our first net zero day this last Monday, net zero work day, I should say. So that was exciting.
You know, it's kind of ironic because when we've talked to you in the past, you've actually built some net zero buildings and you've been involved in net zero projects. Now you can boast that your own headquarters is net zero.
Well, we're certainly trying to go there. It's winter's long and gray in Michigan, so we got a long way to go from there. But we do have phase two coming up. We've been doing energy monitoring in the building, and we installed geothermal heating and cooling. So a lot of exciting things that we have yet planned, and more solar, and eventually we want to get to the point where all of our operations, even out in the world with our vehicles and our job sites, are run off the sun.
You're talking about a lot of investment here and then subsequent return on investment, but a little bit about the role that Michigan Saves, the program, played in your ability to do what you did.
Well, we were fortunate enough to buy our headquarters for a zero-down land contract back in 2010 and 11. For us, the access to capital, especially in our industry, is not always accessible. And we had some major issues with our building. We had 9 or 10 roof leaks and some sagging structure and things like that. So we had some things that we had to take care of anyway. And what the Michigan Saves program allowed us to do is to do it the right way and to get the capital we needed to make that long-term investment. And otherwise, we would have just kept, being able to put Band-Aids on the problems. And so I really was very happy to be able to take at least the steps we were doing to the longest possible, extreme of where we wanted to go with our vision of being a net zero building.
Well, we've featured Michigan Saves on this program. We've talked to a lot of folks like yourself that are very appreciative of that program and want to see it continued. My guest is Doug Selby. Doug is the president and co-founder of Meadowlark Design Build, and they're the award winner in the office buildings category at the Energy Summit's Battle of the Buildings Biggest Loser competition. You mentioned your vehicles and making those more energy efficient and greener. A little bit about that vision.
Well, I mean, I've had an electric, all-electric, no-gas backup vehicle before. I love driving them. I am watching as the auto industry slowly moves towards electric vehicles and things like that. And really, I see no reason why we can't have mobile solar trailers to provide silent power on job sites, and why those can't plug into the mothership along with our vehicles, so that when we take off out of our you know, headquarters every day, that the people who are driving vehicles on our behalf are doing it in electric vehicles that have been where the batteries have been charged by the sun.
You mentioned phase two after the success you've had with phase one, but I noticed some of your other goals have to do with rainwater collection and landscaping. Talk a little bit about some of the things down the road.
Right. Well, we do want our campus to not only house our company, but also to sort of encompass a lot of the building arts, generally speaking. So we would like to have other types of businesses there. For instance, we'd like to have a zero emissions finishing booth and things like that, so that we do have a wood shop that we operate. So we want all of these operations to start to progressively go net zero, net water use, and also net waste. And you know, it's an ambitious goal, and we're you know, we've put it out there that we're going to be there in 2026, and we'll see if we can hit that goal or not. But we have made our vision statement around it, and to me, having that sort of written down and a plan on it is a good first step. We're actually on plan right now, so we've got a lot of ways to go, and there some of this involves technology that does not yet exist or is not yet commercially available. So we're kind of watching that as well, and we're hoping that we can just produce an excellent example of what's possible in the built environment.
Well, you're obviously walking the talk in terms of your own headquarters. Let me ask you, last time we talked, there were a lot of young folks. Well, you said it wasn't always necessarily the young folks, but are you still finding the trend as far as green building, net zero, those sorts of things? Is that still accelerating? Has that slowed down? Where are we from a macro sense when it comes to green building construction?
Well, I think we're solidly in out of the early adopter stage and into the early mass market stage, which would traditionally see a hockey stick growth pattern. But I think we're kind of reaching a little bit of a plateau. To be honest with you, it's not nearly as cutting edge, and there's not nearly the rush to get there that there was. But that's just because a lot more people are doing it in smaller ways, and it's becoming more popular. So I think it's generally speaking, it's growing still, but it's just slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, as the LEED, for example, LEED lighting technology gets better, insulation technology, I mean, a lot of these new technologies are being incorporated more conventionally in new home construction.
It's very mainstream now, and so that's heartening to me. Actually, it's funny to see people talking about it less as it becomes more mainstream, because that's us talking about it was a very heady experience when everybody was talking about it too, and so now a lot of these things are like, yeah, people know generally about geothermal and solar and things like that. I would call that a big victory. The market has gone from a couple percent building green to almost 35-40%. So. It's very mainstream now, and I would say that anybody who's looking at living in a home for more than 5 or 7 years should most definitely, just in your own interest, be looking at at least the things that make the most sense, like insulation and good heating and cooling and good ductwork and things like that.
Yeah, I think you underscore one of the themes on this program. When things, sustainability and green, things that are good for the environment, good for the economy, become mainstream, that's a good thing.
I always say it's a win-win-win, so really nobody loses if you do the right thing there.
Well, I've been talking with old friend and good friend Doug Selby. He's president and co-founder of Meadowlark Design Build. Meadowlark Design Build was a winner in the Battle of the Buildings competition, biggest loser in the office buildings category. Doug, great to see you again, and again, congratulations.
Thanks, Kirk.